You have reached Clear Cover's roadside assistance. My name is Joy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I was just on the phone with one of the girls. I was telling her that I've been waiting since 7 o'clock last night. She just put me on hold for like 15 minutes because she was trying to see what had happened, and she transferred me to a different line.
Give me one second. Can you give me the callback number you provided?
484-764-4220.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
Were you given a ticket number when you spoke last night?
No, she said that the systems were down, that she was going to call me back to give me EM something.
An
And,
EPA?
yeah.
Okay.
And then she never called me back. So, yeah.
And that number was 484-764-4220?
Yep.
Because I'm not getting any tickets pulled up with that number. Can you provide me with your first and last name?
Sayrah Cruz.
Nope. You said Sayrah?
Yep.
Okay, and the last name?
Cruz. Cruz.
Cruc?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, last night it said on the app, like, roadside assistance waiting on it, and then this morning, it's not.
You said on the app it said what?
It said, like, waiting on roadside, and then, like, this morning, it wasn't, like, there anymore.
Because I don't see a ticket. Usually we type in either the phone number or a name, we can get a ticket that's either been dispatched or if it was incomplete, you know, it would still pop up something. But I'm not getting anything with your name or your number. I can try
All
to
right.
see if my supervisors can try to see if they can pull anything up, or if you want, I can just continue on a new ticket.
Yeah, let's just do a little ticket because I don't want to keep working.
Gotcha, no problem. Let's see. Okay. One second. Okay, and just to verify, that was Sayrah, and then the last name, Cruc.
Yep, Z, right?
I'm sorry?
A Z?
Cruz as in zebra?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me one second. Let me try that, actually.
Oh, you put C?
Yes, yes, and cat.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see. Oh, nope, it still doesn't like me this morning. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try that new ticket.
Okay.
Let me see here. All righty, would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
Yeah.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Give me 1 second while it loads.
Okay.
Okay, for security reasons, may I verify your full address registered to your policy?
432 North 2nd Street, Allentown, PA, 18102.
Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
The Nissan Sentra, 2016.
Okay. And what's the color of the vehicle?
White.
Is it white?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's going on with the vehicle?
So literally, like, my car was good. I had no lights, no nothing. I went to work all day, and right when I went to pick up my kids at daycare, I left it on, and I came back outside, and it was, like, showing the push to start. And I started pushing it, and, like, the brake is, like, felt locked. And then when I tried to do the push to start, it was, like, kind of, like, jittery. Like, it didn't want to start up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it's the battery or if I need a jump or if it's maybe something else. One of the guys said, like, it sounded like something else. Like, if maybe it was the gas fuel pump or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do, like, either if he could try to do, like, a jump, either the battery or if not, just tow it. For I could try to get it.
Okay. So with our service here, we can only put one service on one ticket. So like let's say if you wanted to go ahead and try the jump, I could go ahead and send out for a jump. But if you did need a tow afterwards, you would have to call back in for a separate ticket for a tow. Or we can just continue with the tow now and you can take it to a repair facility. But that's just up to you.
Okay. All right. Well, then I just have to. Do they know like a repair service, or do they just like pick a random one?
You'll have to pick the repair service, and you just give them a call, and you let them know what's going on with the vehicle, so they can see if they'll be able to try to fix it. And once they have approval that you can have the vehicle dropped off, then you would give us a call and let us know which repair facility you would like it taken to.
Okay, so then, I'll do that then.
Okay, so no worries. So once you go ahead and, if you want, we can continue now, just so that way I can go ahead and get the location of where the vehicle is currently located. And then if you wanted to call back once you have the repair facility, we can do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So it's 12:33.
Hold on, give me one second. I have a couple of questions I got to ask before we get there.
Okay.
Does the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
Is it what?
Does the vehicle still shift out of park into neutral?
I'm not sure. I tried to put it in drive yesterday. It went back a little bit.
Okay. Are you near the vehicle to see if it'll go into neutral?
Oh, no. It's at my daughter's daycare. I'm getting ready now because I'm going to take my mom's car.
Okay. Is the vehicle the four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
I don't know. I think
I can look it up if you're not sure.
Yeah, please.
Okay, give me one second.
About cars.
Okay, that is a front-wheel drive for future reference.
Okay.
And is this service a result of an accident?
I'm sorry?
Is this service a result of an accident?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's just random. I don't even know what happened.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. And are the keys with the vehicle, or do you have the keys?
I have the keys.
Okay. Will you be there when the tow truck arrives?
Yeah, I should be there. My mom's on her way home now, so I should be there like around 11-ish, 11:30.
Okay. And will anyone need a ride with the provider?
No, I'm going to take my mom's car.
Okay. And what is the current location of the vehicle?
1233 Linden Street, Allentown, PA.
That was M-E-N-D-O-N?
Linden?
Yeah, Minden.
Oh, L-I-N-D-E-N.
Oh, gotcha, L-I-N-D-E-N.
Sorry, I think there might be like a little echo because I'm in the bathroom. My kids are too loud. So.
Okay. And what was that zip code?
18102.
Said 16102?
18-18-102.
Gotcha. Is that the Kidtopia Learning Center?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
It's literally like right in front of the doors.
Gotcha. Alrighty. So we are at a stopping point right now. So yeah, just go ahead and get in contact with the repair facility. I do see here that your policy does cover your tow for up to 15 miles. So if you want to find something within that range, then you will be fully covered for today.
Okay. And if it goes out of that range, does it come out of pocket?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it'll be out of pocket. Like, let's say if the mile of the tow was 20 miles in all, you would still be covered for the 15 miles. You'll just have to pay for the 5 miles out of pocket.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then I call a vehicle repair shop and then what? So when the tow gets there or call you guys back?
I know. You'll call the...
Stay over there. I'm sorry?
No, you're fine. You'll call whichever repair facility you'd like it to be taken to. Just let them know what's going on with the vehicle. And if they approve and they're okay with the provider coming to drop the vehicle off, then you'll be able to give us a call back. Just provide us with the repair facility's address, and then we can get somebody dispatched. But they just do have to know that the vehicle is on their way to them.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. That has to happen first, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, thank you.
Not a problem. Talk to you soon.
All right.